Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today, Gaza remains a focal point in the latest talks between the U.S. and Israel. The details coming up. Then later, believers overcome gospel barriers in Belarus. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. First, on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to a 20-point U.S.-backed peace proposal for ending the Israel-Hamas war. Netanyahu warned that if Hamas rejects the deal or accepts it and then opposes it, Israel will, quote, finish the job by itself. The path ahead is complex. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center reminds us that people's lives are at stake, not only the remaining hostages, but also those who are at risk of being caught in a continuing cycle of violence.
If you have a child who was 14 years old 2 years ago, and now he's 16, he lost his family, what do you think this person would be, a peacemaker or a soldier? Whether he is in Gaza or in Israel.
In all the evil that's been done on both sides of the conflict, Sharaya urges Christians to remember the big picture.
God loves the people. God loves humankind. And God wants all to come to faith in Christ. So whenever it's tough, we go back to the basics.
Keep praying for the peace of Christ to reach into the war zone. Pray also for the MENA Leadership Center's future courses on trauma healing and refugee ministry.
So we're trying to prepare and enable the church in the MENA to be ready for those people, and also to be ready to share the gospel in a way that is answering the questions of the heart.
Next, the streets of Kathmandu may be quiet for now, but tensions simmer just below the surface. So-called Gen Z protests have rocked Nepal for weeks, leaving the future of the former Hindu kingdom in question. PG Atui with Zimzam Global says right now,
the protesters are cooling down, seeing how the temporary leadership will take over.
Protests began earlier this month when the government ordered a shutdown or ban on 26 social media platforms. Young people viewed the ban as censorship and the latest power move by a decrepit system of elites. So they took to the streets, and ministry plans went askew.
We're planning to have 4 more trainings in Nepal in the month of October and November, and we are now uncertain, which is really stopping the gospel to move forward.
Economists warned that because protests took place during tourist season, the already poor Nepal will lose billions. Ripple effects are likely to hit Christians even harder. Poverty rates among believers tend to be higher than the national average.
It's really hard for them to even survive. And for Christianity community, they look forward for provision from many leaders around, and we cannot reach them.
And life struggles fade in the light of the gospel. This is what Belarusian pastors believe as they persevere through obstacles in their ministry. Eric Mock from Slava Gospel Association says,
we heard through compassion ministry for the last 11 years, thousands of people have heard the gospel, and they were reporting that hundreds of people have come to faith through this ministry.
The obstacles they face are many. Government restrictions, monitoring of sermons and social media. Moreover, there are cases of clergy who spoke against government limits on language or freedom and then were arrested. Yet they respond by faithfulness to the Great Commission.
Look behind the curtain and see the faithful believers who, irregardless of world events, continue to fulfill the task at hand and declare the gospel to all people.
Eric recalls meeting a few pastors from Belarus. He asked them how they respond to these challenges, and one said,
that's between them and God. As for us, we will continue the task before us of declaring the gospel and making disciples of all people.
Pray for a new generation of pastors to carry the call and for wisdom as they navigate sensitive times. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.